National Governor Association Chair Utah Governor Gary Herbert and Vice Chair Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe spoke about state innovations and the organization's collective vision for 2016 in the fourth annual State of the States Address. Herbert told members of the press club a proper balance between states and the federal government will require Congress to limit federal action to situations that are truly national in scope.
Federal action should not unnecessarily preempt additional state action. Congress should avoid imposing unfunded federal mandates or shifting federal costs to the state.
Citing a Utah bill he signed last year to protect the rights of the LGBT community and religious communities in his state, Herbert says one person's rights do not have to come at the expense of another's.
And I would say to us all, if we can find common ground on religious freedom and LGBT rights in Utah, which is one of the nation's most religious and conservative states, we can do it anywhere in this country.
And he also gave credit to state officials in Mississippi for making changes to their criminal justice system that he says has led Congress to reconsider the treatment of nonviolent criminals at federal facilities, and ended his speech by saying governors from throughout the country should work with their federal partners in Congress and the president to protect the basic rights of citizens and to promote positive change. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.